Hi, this is Martin Compton. It's the 7th of May. I'm here with Sylvain and Angela, and we're just talking a little bit about some of the work that they've been doing over the last couple of days on e-safety. First of all, can I just get your broad understanding of what this includes? What do we mean by e-safety?
Generally speaking, it's about keeping keeping material on computers safe in terms of health and safety, in terms of security, in terms also of protecting data from everybody accessing it. For example, if a student is enrolled on a course, someone outside shouldn't be able to access their emails and their passwords and their addresses and stuff like
that. So you're talking about the sort of technical data protection side.
Right.
What about the students themselves? What do we mean in terms of e-safety when we're talking about the students themselves?
The detail is they give about themselves needs to be protected, and whoever they are contacting also needs to be done safely. They make sure they know who's online.
So they need to be aware.
Exactly, aware that's not always what it seems to be when it comes to...
And is that a teacher's responsibility, do you think?
That is, yes. I think it's not a new Ofsted's of a recommendation, and they want the staff in colleges to be aware themselves, and also to make the students aware. Because the more they use technology, the more they are exposed to perhaps unwanted attention. So we as lecturers must make sure we make them aware.
Good stuff. So we've talked about data protection. We talked about some of the potential problems. Can you give me an example of what might constitute cyberbullying? It's one of the concepts we looked at.
If somebody, say on Facebook, for example, they might have abusive statements on Facebook about a student, that's considered bullying because other people would see that and maybe join in the bullying. So that's an example. Emails, threatening emails, abusive emails.
I suppose you can say the same on Twitter.
Yes.
And or sending text, unwanted text, repetitive is the same person, anything unwanted attention.
Excellent. Good.
It's cyberbullying.
Okay, I've got another technical question for you. Can you remember what a cookie is? Who wants to go for it?
It's a site that leaves information on your a provider, a web provider, that store personal information on the page you visit, such as perhaps a login name or possibly password, if you agree to that.
To make it quicker to
make
access.
It quicker, so every time you access that same page, the web provider remembers either maybe where you went or information you put in.
Great. So why do we keep getting these warnings about it? Why is it something that we might need to worry about, do you think? Any idea?
I know there's a positive aspect of it because if you don't allow the cookies, then every time it's going to take you longer to access that website. But in terms of the worrying thing about it,
why do they keep warning us? You know, this site uses cookies. Why do you think they have to keep warning us about that?
Well, we don't see what is contained in a cookie, and possibly some external person can access this cookie and therefore accessing all this information.
Good, absolutely, spot on. Okay, let's turn our attention now to inclusion. Now, I used two terms in that web quest. I asked you to think about usability and accessibility. Can you tell me a little bit about either, all, or whatever, what you recall from
accessibility
that?
Is the fact that a learner should be able to access information that we give them. So, for instance, if they're visually impaired, if you've got the ability to enlarge the document, it's easier for them to access it. Usability is how easy it is for you to get into the area or get...
Spot on.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Very good. Anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think usability is, and it's how easy it is to use the content of a website. Perhaps as opposed to the accessibility, as you said, how easy it is to use it whether it's the right font, the right color, you know, page open quickly. It's perhaps the form as opposed to the content.
Okay, so I mean, I think you've done really well with this verbal on the spot, I have to say, summary. So very congratulations on being so good with this. It does seem that there are a lot of things that we have to think about and worry about. But from your reading, would you say that big organisations like Ofsted are in favour of us using technology? Or are they telling us keep away from technology? What do you think that they're saying? What do you think the message is from big organisations like that?
I think they're in favour of us using technology, but safely, hence the emphasis on e-safety. But I think they're quite keen on the potential.
So they don't say shut the door to it.
No, definitely. And it seems to encourage education providers to have a system in place and, you know, to procedures, etc. But definitely encourages it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.